Spotlight. This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you a discussion on Operation Sindoor, a new normal in India's fight against terror. The participants are Lieutenant General Syed Ata Hasnain, Defense Analyst, and Simran Sodhi, Journalist.
Today we are here discussing the success of Operation Sindoor and India's successful operation against the terrorist outfits in Pakistan, and also the state of Pakistan, which is continuously using terrorism as an instrument of state policy. We will also be taking a look at the all-party delegations which India is sending forward and which will visit key partner countries and apprise the world of India's strong message of zero tolerance against terrorism. Lieutenant General Hasnain, who joins us today. Sir, how do you see the fact that India has decided to send an all-party delegation, and these are people from different political parties? We have Mr. Shashi Tharoor from the Indian National Congress. We have Ravi Shankar Prasad from the BJP. We have Supriya Sule, and there are other people from other parties. So these are people and who will lead 7 delegations, and these delegations will also comprise of some distinguished diplomats, and they will go to different countries and apprise them of India's stand against terrorism. How do you see this outreach which is going to happen?
Let me tell you, as a soldier, as someone who has commanded troops, and that too in very difficult situations, there can be nothing more pleasing than to see a consensus at the political level. Wars can be fought, conflicts can be fought by the military. They can be won by the military too. But at the end of the day, until the political domain does not become an essential part of it, really saying the embedding of victory is incomplete. And I'm so glad to see that the government of India has a very high level of maturity to look at this whole aspect and consider an all-party delegation going out. I can even recall the history of this, that in 1994, our former Prime Minister, Atal Bihari Vajpayee ji, led a national delegation to Geneva at the Human Rights Conference there, where the first time the human rights body of the United Nations was coming up. And in that, although he was from the BJP, in that also we had Mr. Farooq Abdullah of the National Conference. We had also Mr. Salman Khurshid from the Indian National Congress and several others. And it made such a difference. When you see the Union of India together, all parties coming together and conveying a message internationally, I think the one domain which is missing in this whole jigsaw puzzle, that is the domain of information, is actually completed, and completed extremely well.
Lieutenant General Hasnain, one thing, as you mentioned, that this is a very positive development, that people from different political parties coming together to form a delegation. And this represents India United Against Terrorism, which is being sponsored by Pakistan. My question is that how do we counter the influence not just of Pakistan, because as we saw in Operation Sindoor, Pakistan also is backed by China, which is a permanent member of the United Nations Security Council. So do you think the task for India becomes a little harder because of the China factor here?
Well, there is no doubt that the nexus of Pakistan with China, with also a country like Turkey, for example, it only adds to the challenge, because we can definitely expect that Pakistan will not be alone in this. There will be elements, there will be people within the OIC, there will be other Islamic countries or countries of West Asia who may be supporting them, will be supporting them. So we should expect an opposition, and that makes the challenge even more relishing. And therefore, it's important that we visit the right countries where attempts may be made by China and Pakistan, both conjointly, are always ongoing. There are very important capital cities around the world where strategic influence is created. For example, I would say starting from Sydney in Australia to Singapore, a very important financial hub where you have a very large Chinese presence also. Then you come down to the Middle East and you come to Dubai, you come to Manama in Bahrain, you come to London, Brussels, in Paris, in France, and then you go across the Atlantic and go to New York and many of the cities of America. All these cities have got some element of a Sino-Pakistan nexus operating there, working to try and cultivate influence among the people there. It's important for them because they like to have world opinion on their side, particularly when it comes to the United Nations, to have a majority opinion in the United Nations to try and sideline India completely. Now, that kind of a thing can happen if we are extremely quiet on this. And we have not seen a very proactive Indian diplomacy on this very much in the past. So one is very, very happy to see that the government of India has decided to do this and not decided to use just one element within India or one political element within India or just a couple of professional diplomats. There are some very leading political personalities, diplomats and others who are all forming a part of these delegations. And I'm sure they will be able to establish their influence in these various capital cities.
Lieutenant General Hasnain, as you pointed out, the delegation should visit the various world capitals and put out information and the facts that prove what India is saying on many of the forums. I wanted to draw your attention to the Gulf, the Middle East, and we have seen that there seems to have been a shift in the perception of the Middle East when it comes to India and it comes to the region. And we have seen the Gulf opinion change. Do you feel that is something that plays to India's advantage and that should be a learning block from India, that if we can put across our case well in a place like the Middle East, then in the rest of the world, the messaging has to be on a similar ground where people start getting a better understanding of India and the operations that India is undertaking and how Pakistan is the sponsor of state terrorism?
When the Honorable Prime Minister Narendra Modi ji came to power, we saw a very dynamic kind of a diplomacy being extended towards West Asia. Somehow at that time, I could not really understand and could not gauge as to why Mr. Modi was so seriously focusing on the Middle East. It's today and maybe a couple of years earlier than today that we started realizing this. All of a sudden, it made an exponential change in the attitude of the Gulf countries, for example, the six countries of the Gulf Cooperation Council, the big players, the United Arab Emirates, UAE, Saudi Arabia itself. I would even go to the extent of Iran. Mr. Modi has also reached out to Iran to a very great extent. I think the year 2018 was a very important year in which this diplomacy went on an overdrive. And this is what has led to a very special kind of a relationship between many of these countries and India. There's no doubt that our diaspora there, which is almost 9 million strong, and the fact that we are almost getting $45, $46 billion worth of foreign exchange remittances coming from there makes this area strategically very important for India. And obviously, therefore, the outreach was the correct thing to do. Today, we see that in the situation that we are in, this is the region which actually is absorbing much of the Pakistani propaganda and throwing it out of the window. Pakistan has been very adept at this. They have been going around the world. If you notice in the last couple of days, the number of articles written by Pakistani columnists in the international media and in important papers around the world. This is the kind of thing we also will need to adopt in addition to the diplomacy that we are following, and this particularly this all-party delegation. It's important for this delegation to go identify every important think tank, strategic think tank of the world, particularly those think tanks which have been negatively sort of ordained against us. We must go to them, must sit down with them, must tell them the Indian narrative, the Indian side of the story, and convince them we are the victims of terror. Pakistan, by making us the victims of terror, themselves have created a problem for themselves, and they are not being able to get out of that cycle. That cycle is affecting the entire world, and it will probably bring about the next cycle of global terror. This is something that we need to explain to the world.
Lieutenant General Hasnain, one thing which comes to the mind when we discuss information and the way information has been shared globally as Operation Sindoor was on, and I think one multilateral institute that has drawn a fair amount of criticism has been the United Nations. We did see statements coming out of the UN Secretary General also, and it seemed as if there was a lack of understanding on the part of the UN when it came to India's position and India's reactions. One, would you agree to that? And two, how would you say that India should go about changing and making the UN aware of the facts on ground and the truth, especially, as I said before, given the fact that China is a permanent member of the UNSC, It has the power of veto. So at the UNSC, do you think the veto power and the presence of China, it handicaps us a little?
100% agree with you. The United Nations failed to live up to what was expected of it. What is expected is fair play. And they should understand that for the better part of the last 36 years, India is the one which has been subjected to this kind of proxy war, which has come from the Pakistani side, terrorism, which has taken thousands of lives in the state of Jammu and Kashmir and the rest of India, may I also say. And despite enough evidences that India has put forward, the United Nations somehow has never been able to pin down Pakistan, despite individual countries coming forward, supporting India, pointing out about Pakistan. For example, the former Secretary of State of the United States, Hillary Clinton, once a Democratic presidential candidate herself, had clearly said that if you nurture snakes in your backyard, obviously one day those snakes are going to bite you. And she said this in the context of Pakistan. Everyone knows that Pakistan has been nurturing these terrorists primarily as strategic weapons. It is from there that 9/11 emanated. It is from there that most major terrorist incidents around the world have taken place. And this is what has happened recently as far as Pahalgam is concerned. So we expected not just sympathy, but we expected the right diplomatic word, which would at least focus the world's attention on a nation which has had a record of only proliferating terror through its own officers.
Lieutenant General Hasnain, if we see the end of Operation Sindoor, we've also seen the Prime Minister come out and say that from now on, every act of terror will be taken as an act of war. Do you think India will have to make an effort to explain to the world the rationale behind it and also how India has been the victim of PAK state-sponsored terrorism over a number of years, and the response by India has been measured, has been non-escalatory, and this new doctrine which has been spelled out is primarily for India's safety, and this is something that we now have to make the world aware of?
Human memory is very short. And 36 years is a very long period. So it's not easy for people to recall. Generational change has taken place in this period. People who were very, very young in the 90s are today in decision-making positions, but maybe they may not be able to recall what happened there. They had not lived through that period in the sense they were not mature, not grown up at that time. So it needs a tremendous amount of explanation. I would say there's a tremendous amount of responsibility which lies with the Indian media, with Indian television, particularly electronic media, I would say. Also, many, many social media influencers. India is now having lots of them who can put together packages to explain to the world and create an interest so that automatically someone would want to search and find out more information about the problem which is there between India and Pakistan, the problem which is festering in Jammu and Kashmir. As far as the Honorable Prime Minister's statement is concerned, I don't think anyone in his senses will take any of this literally. He will know that this is a message. It's a way of communication. It's a way of communicating concern. That, see, we reserve the right. The moment you conduct an act of terror on our soil and there is a loss of an Indian life, we take it as an act of war. We will decide thereafter what our threshold is, what our red line is, whether you've crossed it, whether you will cross it, or whatever, that is our decision. And thereafter, don't blame us if we strike back, because no longer are we going to accept this lying down. This is the essence of the message which the Honorable Prime Minister has conveyed to Pakistan, and may I say, conveyed to the world, because the world has to be equally concerned about it, because the response from India would mean the world would have to take a note of it.
And in the coming days, we will continue our discussions on Operation Sindoor, and also in the context of Operation Sindoor and India's continued fight against cross-border terrorism, we bring today's discussion to an end. Thank you.
Thank you.
You are listening to a discussion on Operation Sindoor, a new normal in India's fight against terror. The participants were Lieutenant General Syed Ata Hasnain, Defence Analyst, and Simran Sodhi, Journalist. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsdtalks@gmail.com.
Spotlight.